Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we go. Elder Primos on the Blog Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is so extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Like I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Still just told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic and the jokes flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop,
but
you need to get off that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God now.
He just being lazy.
That's what he's smoking on.
He
got him going crazy, but still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them
dividends.
Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down. Now.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember
this.
That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He a business. Nothing I do no more. It's fuck the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the show. Start with. Yup. So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Around the G.O.D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I can wreck the track. I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I can preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
What?
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm
just being ordinary.
Being.
Tell me, I'm just being ordinary.
And we about it up.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. It's truly a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Truly a blessing to be on the line with all of the saints. Truly a blessing to be in the presence of God. We want to welcome each and every person to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And this is Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where we lift up the name of God in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. That it sounds like thunder to the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for each and every person that called in and tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be present in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. We ask that you lead us and guide us, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, just for being who you are. And that's God all by yourself. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us, hallelujah, from receiving your word on tonight. And we will continue to thank you. We will continue to glorify you. And we will continue to magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Once again, amen. I want to welcome everybody on the line tonight. Hallelujah. This is, once again, it's Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Where we just raise the roof and praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah. And we just thank him on tonight. Praise God. And of course, later on, hallelujah, in our program, bringing forth the word of God is none other than our very own, hallelujah, Sister Valencia Scott. She will be coming forth to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to go, hallelujah, to our throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah, with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to our scripture. Hallelujah. Our familiar passage of scripture, which is Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 100. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing. Hallelujah. Of his high and his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to concentrate on the first verse on tonight before we go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. It says, make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a very, hallelujah, it's very important scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. This scripture, this is a very short scripture in the Bible. It's not that long. Hallelujah. Amen. It's only five verses. Praise God. But there's a lot of information in these five verses. And in the first verse, hallelujah, it is giving us at least two pieces of information. Hallelujah. In the first verse, the information that is giving us is first, hallelujah, what we ought to do. Hallelujah. Amen. When it comes to in reference to God. Hallelujah. It says, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. So it is a command. Hallelujah. Amen. That we are to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Amen. A noise that sounds good to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are to make a joyful noise. We are to praise him. We are to magnify him. We are to thank him. We are to glorify him. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So the point one is the instruction on what to do, and point two is who. Hallelujah. Point two says, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. All ye lands. Hallelujah. Amen. All ye lands. So it doesn't matter where you're from, what your ethnicity is, what your background is. Hallelujah. Amen. What your education is. Hallelujah. None of that, amen, matters. Amen. What matters is, praise God, hallelujah, amen, what the instruction is. Hallelujah. Because the who is telling us no one is secluded from the instruction, excluded. Hallelujah. From the instruction, everyone is included. All ye lands, no matter where you're from, hallelujah, no matter what your denomination. Hallelujah, amen, no matter what your race is, no matter what your background is, the instruction is to give a joyful noise unto the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, praise God. This is information that we need to have. The Bible tells us that we perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah, amen, meaning we're going off of somebody else's knowledge. Hallelujah. Somebody else's advice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something somebody else said. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the word of God is telling us, hallelujah, amen, that we are to make a joyful noise no matter where we're from. Hallelujah. No matter what our background is. Hallelujah. That nobody is excluded. Hallelujah, amen. This is important because somebody out there feels excluded. Somebody out there, amen, God has told you, amen, you've been through, you've done too much. Hallelujah, it's too many demons in your background, in your family. Hallelujah, y'all just ain't those kind of people. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Somebody done told you you're the wrong race. You're not an original child of God. You're not an original Israelite. Hallelujah, amen, that you're excluded. Praise God, hallelujah. But God, I believe God sent me here to tell you tonight, hallelujah, that no matter where you're from, hallelujah, no matter what your background is, no matter what you have been told, you are not excluded from worshiping God. Hallelujah, amen. He is the God of everyone. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, we always say he's the God of Abraham. Hallelujah, amen. Did not realize Abraham had two kids. Hallelujah. We exclude the Ishmael's kids. Praise God, as if they're not children of Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise God. But because they wasn't raised with Isaac. Hallelujah. We exclude them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We exclude Esau's kids. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. As if they wasn't children of Isaac. Hallelujah. We exclude those, hallelujah, that God say all ye lands. Hallelujah. The land where, hallelujah, Isaac's kids went. Hallelujah. The land, amen, where, praise God, Esau's children went. Hallelujah. All ye lands. He said, Babylon, I want you to praise me. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, Judea, I want you to praise me. He said, Israel, I want you to praise me. All ye lands. I don't care where you're from. Hallelujah. I don't care what you've heard. I don't care what they're saying. You are not excluded from being in the presence of God. You are not excluded from being a child of God. You are not excluded from the benefits of being a child of God. Hallelujah. The only thing excluding you is you. Hallelujah. Your mindset from what people have told you that I'm the wrong color, I'm the wrong race, I done been through too much, I done too much, my family come from the wrong side of the tracks. Hallelujah. Amen. God said in his scripture that whosoever believeth in me, hallelujah, Christ, meaning Christ, whosoever believeth in his son, hallelujah, shall not perish, hallelujah, but have everlasting life. Amen. He didn't just say the black Hebrew. He didn't just say just the Jew. Hallelujah. He didn't just say the Christian. Hallelujah. He didn't just say the Muslim. Hallelujah. He didn't just say the Buddhist. He said whosoever. He didn't just say the Hispanic. He didn't just say the white. He didn't just say the black. Whosoever. Hallelujah. No one is excluded. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. Praise God. So as I open up the phone lines tonight, praise God, hallelujah. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, hallelujah, or a praise report on today, hallelujah, we invite you, amen, to put that on the throne of grace at this time. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. So will there be one on tonight? Amen, amen. Will there be one on tonight? Amen, amen. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for those that have called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. You know our thoughts and you know our prayers. You know, hallelujah, what's in our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. So we just ask, Lord, that you smile down upon us, huh? And you see, hallelujah, what is in our hearts on tonight. Hallelujah. And you manifest, hallelujah, the things that we have been asking you for in your will. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the doors that you are opening. We thank you in advance for the deliverance that's being given. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the healing on tonight. Somebody is going to be healed on tonight. Lord, we claim it, we receive it, and we thank you in advance for it. Hallelujah. On tonight, hallelujah, we will continue to praise and magnify your name. We will continue to glorify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, we ask that you bless the woman of God on tonight. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Anoint her lips of clay, hallelujah, to speak the word that you have given unto her, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the word that is about to be unleashed into our lives. And we praise you, we magnify you, and we will continue to lift your name up high and holy in your Son. Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord once again. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And let's get, hallelujah, ready. Hallelujah to receive the word of God on tonight, bringing forth the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And like I said before, it's Thursday night. Hallelujah. So those are our regular listeners. You already know what it is. Hallelujah. We have the woman of God, the straight shooter that is coming forth. Hallelujah. To bring the word of God as God has delivered it to her. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I introduce the some and I present the others. None other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, Elder, to First Lady, to all the saints that's on the line tonight. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again as humble as I know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray this word of God open up people's eyes, Father God. I pray that people be encouraged on tonight, Father God. I pray that someone has some hope, in the name of Jesus, God. I bind anything that's not like you, Father God, that's on this line, Father God. I plead the blood right now. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for covering me right now from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, Father God, so I bring forth the word of God to the people of God. And I just thank you, Father God, for the word that you have given me, Father, for your people, in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, God, for being so good in our lives, Father. You are worthy to be praised, God. Continue to strengthen Elder and his wife, in the name of Jesus, Father. Continue to allow them to do what you called them to do, in the name of Jesus. I pray they lack nothing, in the name of Jesus, Father. You are worthy to be praised. And I give you the honor, I give you the glory, and I give you the praise. In your precious Son Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Elder and his wife already know the word that I have for tonight. I didn't post it on Facebook or nothing. I just sent it to Elder what I was going to bring tonight. And the word that I'm bringing for tonight is from the movie. It's going to be from the movie Hercules. It actually came out in 1997. And the characters that's in this movie, Hercules, Zeus, which is his father, Phoebus, which is the trainer, Meg is which the girl that Hercules was in love with, and Pegasus, that was the horse. And the word that God gave for me tonight, am I a true hero? And a hero is a person who has admired or idolized for courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities. Of course, that's the world standard of what's a hero. Okay? And as I move forth, Hercules, as he was a baby up there, you know, everybody seen Hercules. It's good and evil. Everybody know up there where Hercules was with his father. It's like we up there with Christ, and down here is with Satan, which is Hades. That's the that guy that want to take out Hercules. You know, like in this biblical times, like right now, you know, the enemy said he's going to get more people than Christ, which is he's a liar. He's a defeated foe. And he had set it up for Hercules to be stolen by his two goons, because he had to make Hercules, he had to make him mortal. He had to make him mortal so he can kill him, but he could not make him mortal. He sent his two goons to give Hercules some potion to take, but if he didn't take every drop of that potion, then he's still going to have his godly strength. So Hercules had his godly strength, and before he was stolen, his dad gave him a special gift. He gave him a special horse, and I'm going to get back to that. But Hercules was very peculiar. Like I always talk about in ministry, You're going to be very peculiar if you're chosen by God. If God has called you to do something, you're going to be very peculiar. Hercules walking around, this strong boy, this real strong boy, can lift up things, everything. He's very goofy. He is very different. They talked about him. They say he's goofy. They didn't want Hercules to hang around because Hercules kept on messing up everything in their eyes. But this dude right here, Hercules, is actually a true hero. But don't nobody know that he's a true hero. So as he walk around his parents, let me back up. When he was stolen, he was up there with his real parents. But he had some earthly parents when they stole him. Sometimes God always have a plan. We think that we have a plan, but God always have a different plan for us. So, as, like I said, the two goons stole him because Hercules already had godly powers anyway as a baby. So, if the goons were trying to drug Hercules up, he was beating them up. And one little drug didn't get into him, which made him still mortal, even though he had God-given powers. But his earthly parents, they wanted a child. So they were saying, we thanking the gods, even though science, we don't believe in gods, but this is how they were saying in the movie. We thank the gods for sending us a son. So they treated Hercules as their son. They loved him. They nourished him. They was always there for Hercules. But Hercules just felt like he could not be a part of. He could not fit in. He didn't understand why he was not like, baby, that I'm going through with this. This all comes with ministry. When you're in ministry, you're going to be lonely. When you're in ministry, you're going to be very peculiar. When you're in ministry, people are not going to like you. When you're in ministry, people just not going to get you. I'm backing up, going back. Okay, I'm talking about the hero. Okay, I'm talking about a hero. As we move forward, because Hercules, as you're looking at him, before he turned 18, because his parents kept him to his 18, as he told his parents that he just didn't feel like he was a part of, they had to go ahead and tell Hercules that where he came from, because he didn't understand why he was so different, why he couldn't fit in. He had a necklace, and one of the necklaces, it represented the God, because when he was a little child, he had a necklace on, and he had an H on her, and that represents the God. So he told his earthly parents that he wanted to go speak with his father. So he went and spoke with his father. He said, you can't come back up here right now because you are mortal. He said, not only are you mortal, you have to actually become a true hero to even come up here. So he gave him his horse, because when Hercules was stolen, he was like an infant. So when Hercules went back up there and see his father, he's like 18 now. So he gave him his horse. He said, I want you to go talk to Phil. God is good, because I had paper. I ain't got paper. Now I'm walking back and forth. That's God, because God is giving it to me. Now I want all this down. I do not have no paper in my hand. I'm walking back and forth. Thank you, Lord. And if he sent him down there, he said, you're going to meet Phil. Phil is going to train you on how to become a hero. And that's what Phil did. He trained him on every hand on how he can become a hero. Hercules, you know, he got bigger, got muscles and everything like that. And then, let me back up, Hades, which is the devil. I'm just going to say the devil. Hades is the one that sent his two goons to kill Hercules. He found out later, he's thinking that Hercules is dead. Hercules is not dead. And when he was talking to Meg, and I'm going to come back to Meg, when he was talking to Meg, and Meg was talking about this guy that came, and his name was Hercules, he said, why did that name sound familiar? Why did that name sound familiar? And that's when, remember, he told those his two goons to go kill him, but he didn't, so he got mad at his goons. Meg is a woman that sold her soul to the devil of a man that she loved. The guy came back to life, and he left Meg. So she was literally, I'm not saying Meg ain't no bad person. That ain't what I'm saying about Meg. This is how Meg is in the story. This is how Meg is related to the devil. She sold her soul of a man that she loved that did not love her. He was strictly a man about love. Look at the movie, you'll get what I'm talking about. So she's literally sold to this man. So she basically got to do everything that he tell her to do. So as he using Meg, because that's all the enemy does, you know, as he using Meg to draw in Hercules, because he was trying to find every way, the devil guy, he was trying to find every kind of way to try to take out Hercules. Everything that he sent Hercules way, he won. And Hercules, he started thinking in his head, and got to be careful, because sometimes you know, get titles, oh, I'm a missionary, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a apostle, I'm a this and that. Hercules kind of went there in his head because he defeated everybody. He became a hero. You know, all the ladies like Hercules, everybody talking about Hercules, everybody likes Hercules. Hercules is an action figure. And as he was talking to his father about all this great accomplishment, he said, son, all of that is great. He said, you still don't have the true meaning of what a true hero is. Search within yourself, son. Find out what a true hero is. Now, looking at this, because sometimes what we do is saying, look at your accomplishment. Oh, okay, I got this big, beautiful house. Oh, I got these cars. Oh, I'm doing well. It ain't me, first of all. It's all the Lord. I'm going through what I'm talking about, a hero. He got all these things. Okay, let me back up. He started off as a little child. He back down. He down here on earth. Don't know nothing about nobody. He very peculiar, very strange. This little boy got a whole bunch of powers that he don't understand nothing about. Then he find out at the age of 18 that he is a god. Okay, then his dad see him back down here and say, you got to find out what a true hero is. Then he like, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing to find out that I'm a true hero. And my dad tell me that I'm still not no true hero. Ain't that a lot of pressure? But he kept on going. So it's the devil guy. He kept on like, he said, everything that I throw at this boy don't work. He said, I need to. He said, what can I use? Well, guess what? Hercules, like Meg. Meg was Hercules' weakness. And guess what? You know, he got all these powers. You know, you punch him, you can't hurt him, you know, because he's a god. Only thing that could really break him was his heart. So he used that. Because he told me, the devil guy, he said, if you do what I tell you to do, you free. I'm telling you, look, the enemy know everything. A lot of times he know what's going on with us as well. We say out of our mouths. Yeah, he know everything that's going on with you, with your mouth. I had to learn how to do this. It took me a long time to learn how to do this. When I used to get upset, the first thing that I used to do, I run to the doggone telephone, which I call is the hellophone, because I'm like, when I'm upset, I'm on the phone with somebody. All they're doing is making me more upset. Why? Because that ain't the person that God told me to talk to in the first place. So when I'm upset now, and it took a lot of time, it took a lot of work, it took a lot of growth. When I'm upset now, I have to get on my knees. I have to pray. And God, if it's somebody that I'm supposed to talk to, God will allow me to talk to that person, or God will talk to me. The enemy knows what we let him know. We give him so much power, y'all, about he doing this. Oh, he tricked. The enemy do what he's supposed to do. Just like he's supposed to take us out. That's the enemy's job. It ain't no point to get mad at the devil for doing what he's supposed to do. Get mad at yourself not being the saint, doing what you're supposed to do. He's supposed to come kill, destroy. He gonna come. If you let him in your house, he gonna come in and mess up the make you lose your place. All the stuff that the enemy's supposed to do, he's going to do it. So it's no point to get mad. What you got to do is you got to learn how to fight. And I'm still talking about a hero. I'm still talking about a hero. So if he found out that Meg is his weakness, like I'm talking about weakness, he know that Meg is his Hercules' weakness. So he set him up. But he didn't tell Meg how he was going to do it. Meg like, I'll do it so she could be free. But of course, like I said, he's sneaking in him and sneaking. He's going to tell you what he's going to do. He's just going to sneak up on you. And that's what it did. Just snuck up on Hercules. And he like, let her go. He said, in order for me to let her go, you got to give up your powers for 24 hours. Don't you know, okay, if he kept his powers for 24 hours, don't you know that make him human? And he a hero, and he got to fight off demons without powers? But he said, I will do it only if you promise that Meg wouldn't get hurt. See, he putting this stuff out there. See, he putting something out there. Okay, so he like, okay, fine. So once he did that, took all his powers, then he come bust him out and say, guess what, man, worked for me. He said, everything that's been going on, he broke him down. He broke Hercules down to the ground that this boy was sitting here crying because his heart was broken. All this old power for God is what they say. It's power for man. They got all these powers. The heart. I'm telling you something about that heart. It's something about that. I mean, it broke. But the thing was about it, though, the beautiful thing about it was she actually fell in love with Hercules. It wasn't her plan. Let me back up about Meg. It wasn't her plan to fall in love with no Hercules. Why? Because she already run up on this devil dude, sell her soul to this man, and then ask the guy come back to life and run off. She sold to this man, so she don't even trust men like that. She was not trying to fall in love with no Hercules. But guess what? She did fall in love with Hercules because as he was on that ground crying, she was crying as well because he was hurt. And then not only that, he had to get up and go fight with no powers. He had to go fight with no powers. And that's what he did. And as she's seeing her fight, and she's breaking up deep down inside, he finally defeated one of the demons. He finally defeated, but guess what? He almost failed. And Lady Priva, I'm about to need you to get these scriptures and the thing that I sent you in a second. But as he's about to fall, it's a building that's about to fall on Hercules. And Meg said, Hercules, look out. She pushed Hercules, and the building fell on her. And then he saw Meg. He said no, and as he was raising up the building, his powers came back. He's like, what's going on? She said, the spell is broken. You promised it would be broken if she got hurt, that all this power is going to be restored. And he was so confused, like, I don't understand. She said, you do stuff like that when you're in love. Lady Prevost, can you give me those scriptures on love, please? Those two scriptures, then read what I sent you, please, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the first scripture is coming from John chapter 15, verse 13. And it reads, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And the next scripture is coming from John chapter 3, verse 16. And it reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Read what I sent you about this. Thank you. Read me what I sent you about love, please.
The whole thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Let me get back to it. Okay, it reads, Jesus said that the greatest love is to lay down your life for your friends. We can't be his friends if we lay down our life for him. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. In these verses, Jesus relates how you can lay down, lay hold of genuine love. Genuine love is to lay down your life, your self-will, that which you love in this world, for your friends. This attitude of selflessness and obedience is recognized by the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit is life and peace. Lay down your life for Jesus. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. These people had become something on the basis of Jesus' name, but they had not entered into the life of learning to know Jesus. If you want to keep your first love for him, that love you felt when you first gave your heart to him, you have to be especially on guard against thoughts that revolve around yourself. Entertaining such thoughts has to be the first step away from a sincere love for God, which is completely free from seeking honor, etc. Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me more than these? You should really ask yourself this question many times over in life situations. In the midst of all your zeal for God, self-love, stubbornness, thoughts of one's own honor, etc., are not so far away. Do you love him more than these things? Then you will lay down your life for him. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, keeps no accounts of evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. The Spirit shows you your sin and egocentric inclinations. These things must be put to death. This is a laborious work which requires that you acknowledge the truth about yourself and love it with all your heart. This humility and honesty is what will lead you to overcome sin and be conformed to the image of Christ. Romans 8:29, it says, everything will become very difficult if you have any other aim in life besides partaking in the virtues of Christ. For an example, if you want to preserve your own honor, it is impossible to be patient, long-suffering, etc. To try to preserve honor will hold you back, with the result that these virtues will not be manifested. How can you believe who receives honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? It is impossible to lay down your life for Jesus' name's sake and at the same time love and want to preserve your own ego. John writes to the angel of the church in Ephesus about what Jesus had against him. You have left your first love. The angel was still active, but he gradually stopped humbling himself. Jesus is interested in his life becoming visible through their works. The number of works that you do is not what's important. If you come out of love, your works will gradually begin to taste stale and will not be acceptable as your poverty of spirit disappears. Your works are
here.
To be...
Lady Priva, I'll pick up from here. You done read enough. I got it. Thank you, hon. Your works are to be increasingly characterized by wisdom, all of the virtues of Christ. But also for this very reason, given all diligence, he's added to your faith, virtue to virtue, knowledge, discernment, Peter 1:5, then you will abide the love of Christ. But if these things are yours, are abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:8. In previous verses, Peter describes the fantastic development of someone who is apprehended of Christ. God helped us to abide in the first love and to be focused on what we have to surrender into the death of Christ. Everything else is secondary. And Jesus answered, said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Luke 10:41-42. Everything else in life will sooner or later be taken away. And now abide faith, hope, love, and three things. But the greatest of these things is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And that's what God gave me concerning love. It's backing back up talking about Meg. It's the Bilderfeld on Hercules. Meg had moved, well, it was about to fall on Hercules. Meg moved, but she pushed him in the building field on her. So basically what she was doing, she was giving her life for this man. We just got through talking about love, okay? So she put herself out there, okay? So she would rather die so this man can live. And this is what I'm talking about. It's about love. I'm talking about, so as we're backing up, it's not about what. Not, it's not about being what? Chosen. It's what? What's the word? Let me go back, because I didn't get thrown off. Let me go back to the beginning for the theme.
Hold on. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Hero, thank you. I'm going back to talking about a hero, because the main thing that he was trying to do was to become a hero. And one day he saw that Meg had failed. He's like, Meg, why did you do this? She said, you always do crazy things when you're in love. She said, now go stop Hades, which is the devil, because he was up there in heaven trying to destroy heaven, bringing all kinds. It was all a setup. So he was trying to take out Hercules so he can go up to heaven and take down everything, even though it did not work, because Hercules got all his powers back, and he went up there and stopped Hades. He said, but you need to get back down there because I'm about to take Meg. And guess what he did? He took Meg. And after he took Meg, Hercules got down there. He started crying. He was really upset. Then he went down there. He saw the enemy. He said, look, he said, give her back to me. I want her back. He said, we can make a deal. He said, if you allow her to come back and let her live, I will give my life. He said, let's make the deal. He actually, Hercules tricked him. He said, it's going once, going twice. He said, go ahead. He said, you go ahead and try to save her. And if you look at the movie, you will see that it's like this old big old sea thing with a whole bunch of different souls. So he's dropping in some water. And I'm like, I don't know how he think possibly he's going to save this woman's soul. Because what he basically was put himself after, he put his life on the line for this woman. And as he put his life on the line for this woman, as he turned older and older, because he was 18. As you see it in the movie, he getting older and older. But soon as he touched her, he started glowing. Guess what? He became a god, which made him a true hero. That's what the whole thing about is all about, love. I've been telling y'all since 2020, God been giving me things about love, about us loving. Love is not about having all the money. Love ain't about having all the cars, all the fame. Love is about giving yourself up for somebody. They both did the same thing. Meg gave herself, put her life on the line for Hercules. Then Hercules put his life back on for her. That's what he would tell. He said, that's what a true hero is. A true hero wasn't about him being no action figure. A true hero was not about everybody liking him, like being in ministry. Ministry have nothing to do with Valencia. Ministry has something about somebody want to give their life to Christ. That's the whole thing. I'm at work at my job. People don't talk about God at my job. Do y'all hear me? They don't want to discuss nothing about no God. You know what they want to talk about? All they want to talk about is this doggone coronavirus and Facebook and the news and Donald Trump. That's all they talk about. They don't want to talk about God, but I talk about God all the time because he saved me. He loved me so much. He loved me unconditionally. God is so good. I'm telling y'all, God is so good. If I turn my back on God right now, he will never stop loving me. See, God is never like man. He's never like, that's what he would tell you, he said, son. He said, you get all these things, but ain't nobody saved. Ain't nobody saved. Okay, you a hero? He said, son, you missing it. Hercules found the gap where they meant to be a hero. And let me back up, because as soon as Meg came back to life and he hugged Meg, his dad sent for him. He went straight up to heaven. But Meg accepted it because he's a god. And she walking off like she know that he's about to leave. He gave up being a god so he can be with her. You hear what I'm keep on talking about? It's about giving up. You know what? It's giving up self. It's giving up what you want. Everything that I wanted, saints, I had to give up to follow Christ. I love to smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigarettes so much that it would burn in my throat, and I would light another cigarette like it wasn't nothing in the world. I had to give it up. I didn't want to give up my cigarettes. Why? Because it was my comforter. When I told my pastor, because I'm bold, I ain't scared what nobody say about me. I smoke cigarettes, and yes, I talked to the pastor, I smoke cigarettes. He knew it. It wasn't no secret. I told my pastor. He said, you smoke them, V, because that's what he called me. He said, V, you smoke those cigarettes because it's your comforter. And it was my comforter. Every time something came up, I go smoke a cigarette. When I got sad, I smoked a cigarette. When I got scared, I smoked a cigarette. I had something to roll back on. I didn't go to God. I went to the cigarette. When I used to drink, I want to drink because I want to cover up the pain. I wasn't trying to go to no God. I wanted to cover up that pain. I tried everything except God. But guess what? God was always there. God never leave. He said, leave this alone, and I'll give you more. Every time I give up everything that I want, God give me more. Every time, God never fails. God is not no liar. God love is so unconditionally. God is so good, and I never knew that it was this good, how somebody can love you this much and how we don't really want God. Like I said last week, and it still don't change, is God your genie? Is he your genie? What are you willing to give up for him? Are we willing to give up our lives, what we truly want for him? He know the ones that will. Every movie that he give me, they giving up something. Why are these movies and saints not doing it for real? These are movies, y'all. And it's just what God give me to bring forth to the people of God. That's a cartoon. Hercules is a cartoon. So you try to tell me somebody with a mentality to help a child to tell us grown people, what would you give up? Would we die? It sounds cute to say it. But what you got? Because if you're not really willing to die, you really only need to try this walk, because it's going to come a time. Because like I said, they're not talking about, you can't, they don't be talking about God at my job. You get to talking that God crap when it comes to time, when it comes to time for the Antichrist, the rule. You talking about some God, they're going to chop your head off, okay? You don't believe me, read the word, check out Revelations. You can't be talking that God stuff. So you either sold out for Christ, baby, or you're not. Look what's going on, saints. Look at the world. You think God pleased? But guess what? Even in the midst of this, God still take care of us. God love us so much. Okay, it's some people that got sick with the virus and got healed from the virus. People getting money back to back. Nobody lacking nothing. God is still good in the midst. God is just so powerful. No matter what happened in this world, God is the one that got all the power. God is the one that got the final say. So I don't understand how people don't want God. Want everything worldly, but don't want God. And I tell people, I say it again, if you want to be worldly, don't get up time. Look, they don't need me that bad. It ain't me. It's God. I'm telling you, it's not me. It's God. Because every opportunity that I have to talk about God, I do it. I do it. Every time I have an opportunity to talk about my Lord and Savior, I do it because he is just that good to me. After everything that he has brought me through, since, he has brought a lot of people out of some stuff that's on this line. And I'm talking about love, saints. I'm talking about love. I'm right back at love. 2020 talking about love. What are you willing to give up for the Lord? What are you willing to give up? Are we willing to, what are we willing to give up? South Carolina, I was four saints. I was a hard-headed. You know, God loved me. Because I'm telling y'all, saints, I was one hard-headed sister. I ain't want to give up nothing. Do you hear me? First of all, I didn't want to be saved. Okay, God chased me down. Okay, I was like, wow, I must be somebody special. And he's like, he want to chase me down because look at me now. He know what I do. Everything that I'm doing, saints, I never thought that I qualified to do. God chose me. It's not what I think or nobody. It's what God say. See, God knew if he took me through all of that. I'm like, well, I'm going through all this. He said, so you can help somebody else. It still ain't about me. I got to give up myself. Elder got to give up himself. Lady Prevo got to give up themselves. They got kids. They got to go to work. Don't you know ministry got nothing to do with them? It don't matter if you're tired. It don't matter about what you're going through when it comes to ministry, when it comes to God's people. You still got to do what thus says the Lord. You got to give up yourself. Sometimes you might have to be on the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning praying and you don't feel like it. They come with, you got to fast. You don't feel like fasting. You got to fast and get up and go to work. Okay, it's a whole bunch of stuff that come with it. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to know that the Lord is speaking to you. It's a beautiful thing talking about God, and people want a piece of God. They want to be, they want their love, their unconditional love. And saints, I just thank God for this word that he gave me concerned about Hercules. I thank God for everywhere. He gave me Aladdin last week, and he gave me Hercules this week. And I just thank God for just being so good. I thank God for me just being willing to hear his word. And I need to check it out. Every time I hear the word hero, I need to really look at the movie. Look at the movie Hercules and see, am I really a hero? Because a hero ain't about what you got. What are you willing to give up? Hercules gave it all up. He lost his power. He gave his powers for the woman that he loved. He sure did. Then he gave his life. Then guess what? She a virgin. She gave her life for the man that she loved. What you willing to give up? What are we willing to give up, saints? What are we willing to give up for God? God know. God tell us all the time what we need to give up. I'm telling y'all, the more time that you away from everything worldly, it makes you feel better. You are more closer to God. You are always talking to God. People think you're crazy. No, you're talking to God. He's speaking to you. But I'm telling y'all, faith, it's a whole bunch of noise. You ain't hearing nothing. You can't. It's too much distraction. It's too much going on. Where is your private time? Sometimes you might have to shut everything down to hear from the Lord. What are you willing to give up? Every time I give up more and more, God blesses me more and more. I don't go into no graphic details of what God do for me, but the more I give up or what the least you want or what the least you want to do, the Lord keep on blessing me. He keep on blessing me. And all blessing ain't money, honey. They ain't nothing blessed. I'm talking about different type of norm, and I'm talking about increasing my discernment because I want him and not the things of the world. Don't you know if you really want God like that, if you would give it all to God like that, then he'll give you the desires of your heart. Y'all didn't catch that. Give him you. You know that song, give me you, everything else can wait. Lord, give him you. Give him all of you. He know it anyway. Give him all of you. Serve him with everything you got. And watch. Watch God give you the, because God know what's best. God know what's best. God will give us all our heart's desire. That's the type of God that we serve. He is so good. All he says, baby, just give me you. They reject you. Oh, they reject you. Why? Because you gave them. You gave them. I want you, but you gave them you. I want you. That's all he said. He said, friend, he want us. He want us. Look at this word. I told you. They don't talk about Christ no more. They don't talk about Jesus. Saints talk about Jesus. People of the world don't talk about no God. He just want us. But everybody want everything else. They don't want God. Yeah, I'm done. It's back in your hands, man of God. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word from the woman of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that she delivered unto us, Lord. May that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our soul. And, Lord, we ask that you replenish the woman of God tonight, the virtue that she has poured out unto your people. Continue to lead her and guide her. Continue to mold her and shape her, Lord. Continue to fill her with that knowledge of you, Lord, and of your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has truly given her a gift. Amen. To see him in these movies. Amen. That other people just watch him and just see a movie. Praise God, hallelujah. But God has instilled in her to see the message, amen, that God has put into the movies to deliver, amen, to his people. And like she said, this was a cartoon, hallelujah. But as you know, the word of God says that a child, hallelujah, shall lead them. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. He said it, Jesus said it like this. He says, I thank God, hallelujah, that you have, amen, simplified things to confound the wise. In other words, people that think they smart and think they know it all don't realize that God has hidden the answers in simple things. Hallelujah. The things that we think are big, complicated questions and big, complicated answers, we look at as geometry and trigonometry. Hallelujah. It's simple addition and subtraction. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's why he said we have to be as children, hallelujah, to receive the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. As a child, hallelujah, ready to receive. Praise God. So we thank God for that word on tonight on being a hero. Hallelujah. Amen. And I like how she emphasized on how the dad kept telling Hercules, hallelujah, you think you know, hallelujah, you think you've done everything that you have to do to be a true hero. Hallelujah, amen. And that's how it is in the church. We think that we've done everything that we got to do. Hallelujah, amen, to be saved. Everything we got to do to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Praise God, hallelujah. But I recall in the book of Revelations, hallelujah, as the woman of God was pointing out through the writing, hallelujah, amen, every church lacked at least one thing. Hallelujah, you did this right, you did all that right. Hallelujah, and I congratulate you for that. I honor you for that. I take my hat off to you for that. Hallelujah, but there's this one thing, hallelujah, that you got to go back to. You got to go back to your first love. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, that's so significant because in the battle, in the fight, amen, we get distracted. Hallelujah, by the battles, by the fights, by the victories. Hallelujah, amen. Some of us get distracted by the victories, and we forget what the goal is. Hallelujah, amen. The money start coming, and you forget that the goal wasn't the money. Hallelujah, the goal was the souls. Praise God, hallelujah. The fame start coming, the notoriety start coming, and we forget, hallelujah, what was the first, hallelujah, what was I shooting for when I started this thing? It happens, we find this a lot with artists. Hallelujah, people in the music business, they say when I started out, I didn't start out to make music like this. Hallelujah, amen, I started out to do this. Hallelujah, but because of what was going on, I had to change what I was doing. Praise God, I had to switch some things up. Hallelujah, amen, because I wanted to keep my fans. I wanted to keep my money rolling in. Hallelujah, amen, I wanted to keep my brand going. Hallelujah, so in order to do that, I had to sacrifice that one thing. Hallelujah, but we don't realize when we sacrifice that one thing, we sacrifice so many things. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. So I thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Amen. I thank God for that word that she has delivered unto the people on tonight. I want to open up the phone lines at this time. If there'll be one on the line that has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, or maybe you have a comment on the word of God on tonight, I invite you to come forth at this time. The phone lines are wide open. Will there be one? Hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And once again, we thank Sister Valencia for that wonderful word from the Lord on tonight on truly being a hero. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. One of the scriptures that was read is that, you know, it's no bigger sacrifice than somebody that would give up their life. Hallelujah. For somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that not, amen, what Jesus did for us? Praise God. Hallelujah. Did Jesus not step in and give his life, hallelujah, for us? Because he loved us that much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he returned. He said something in return. He said, if you love me, hallelujah, you would keep my commandments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we love the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Because to love the Lord, that's what it truly, hallelujah, means to be a hero, not just the actions. Hallelujah. Amen. But what's truly in our heart? What is, why are we doing what we're doing? Hallelujah. Are you doing what you're doing to be a hero? Hallelujah, amen. Are you doing what you're doing just because that's what you are? Hallelujah, amen. That you just are. You just help people. You're not doing it to help. You just help. Hallelujah, it's in you. It's embedded in you. Praise God. Hallelujah, it's something that's coming from the heart. Hallelujah, amen, on tonight. It's not something you're trying to be. It's something you are. We keep saying, quit trying to be saved. Hallelujah, amen. You just are. My pastor uses the term, I am. Hallelujah, amen. I am. Praise God, amen. Because God said it, that's what I am. Hallelujah, amen. We have to walk in what we are. Hallelujah. Not try to walk in it, just walk in it. Hallelujah, amen. Donald Trump's son does not have to try to be the president's son. Hallelujah, he just is. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to be a child of God. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to be a Christian. You don't have to try to be saved. Hallelujah. You just are. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. When you accept what God has said about you. Hallelujah. Amen. See, God has the power to change things with his words. Hallelujah. Amen. He changed sinners to saints with his word. Hallelujah. He told Jacob, your name shall no longer be Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall no longer be Jacob, but it shall be Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. One who wrestles with God, not a hustler. Hallelujah. Not a swindler. Hallelujah. Not a manipulator. Praise God. But one who wrestles with God. But with just a word, God had changed, hallelujah, the trajectory of this man's life. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And with the word, God has changed yours because you are not who they said you are. Hallelujah, praise God. You are not who you thought you were. Praise God, but you are who God, hallelujah, says you are. And Jesus said it like this, hallelujah, that we will all be called sons of God. Hallelujah, Jesus said something else. He said, greater things that shall you do than I have done. Greater things, like Jesus healed the blind, Jesus cast out demons, Jesus raised the dead, and Jesus said, I have given you the ability to do greater things than what I have. Hallelujah, amen. So you ain't got to try. Hallelujah, God says it's already, he's already spoken it. You ain't got to wait for him to speak it. It's already been spoken. So if it's already been spoken, that means it's already done. The only thing you have to do is just do. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. You got to believe it, walk in it, and do it. Hallelujah, amen. There's nothing you got to try to do. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Before we close the line out tonight, do we have any testimonies, prayer requests, hallelujah. Do we have any comments, hallelujah, for the woman of God on tonight before we close out the line on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in on tonight. We have had a truly a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God for giving us that word. Praise God on what it is to be a true hero. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. We want to remind you to tune in at 11 o'clock Central Time. Amen. That'll be 9 o'clock in California on the West Coast. Amen. That'll be, hallelujah, 12 o'clock. Amen. On the East Coast. Hallelujah. Amen. We invite you to call in. Praise God for CAD Church. Amen. Live on Sunday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. With Pastor Bishop Mac Page. Praise God. We invite you to call in. Hallelujah for that. Also this Sunday, amen, at 5 o'clock Central Time, which would be 3 o'clock West Coast Time, and hallelujah, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we will be debuting our new segment entitled Hallelujah Straight Talk. Amen. Praise God. Where we educate ourselves on certain issues. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our first discussion is going to be on the book of Timothy. Hallelujah. Chapter 1 and 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the question has been raised, the discussion about, hallelujah, this is, hallelujah, should it ever been in the Bible? Amen. And some people believe it should be taken out of the Bible. Praise God. Not because of the content, but simply because it was a letter. Hallelujah. Written from one person, hallelujah, to another person. It was written from Paul to Timothy. Praise God. These two particular books. The other ones were written to the churches. Hallelujah. But this was a particular letter written from one person to another person. Praise God. Hallelujah. In today's time, this would be a federal offense. This would be mail fraud. Hallelujah. For us to read somebody else's letter and then publish somebody else's letter. Hallelujah, amen, when it was addressed to Timothy and not to the church. Hallelujah. So that's going to be the discussion this coming Sunday on Straight Talk. Hallelujah, amen. We got, hallelujah, I believe Brother Darrell's going to chime in with us, Pastor Ray, Bishop Page, Apostle Thomas, hallelujah, in California. I believe Sister Jennifer might chime in. Hallelujah. So we invite everybody to call in. That Sunday, amen, like I said, at 5 o'clock Central Time. Praise God, amen. If you want to be a part, amen, of this discussion, hallelujah, and we will have a different discussion on different subjects, hallelujah, every Sunday at the same time. Praise God, hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. So we...
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. So we just... invite everybody, amen, to call back in, hallelujah, on Sunday afternoon, praise God, and be a part, hallelujah, of that discussion, hallelujah. We, like I said, we still have our regular shows, amen, and as we go along, we're going to be adding more content, hallelujah, amen, as the Lord moves us to, praise God, in his will, amen. So we just thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody tuned in. We have truly been blessed with a word of God from Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. And, of course, she will be back on next Thursday night for Thursday Night Thunder. And it just happened to be thundering outside right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
So we just, we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord next Thursday. Hallelujah. And if we don't have any more comments or testimonies on tonight. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name once again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you delivered on us tonight. And, Lord, we ask that you bless us to take this word with us. Hallelujah, that we practice this word everywhere we go. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do in our lives. We thank you in advance for every move that you are making in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for every intercession you have made on our behalf. And we will continue to praise you. Hallelujah, we will continue to magnify you, and we will continue to lift up your name high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up, worthy to be glorified, and we want you to know, Lord, that we love you, and we appreciate you for each and everything that you do. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. And we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored.
When you're driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go.
I brought some friends with me. We will do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's gonna be beautiful. All the heavens are working. All my brothers and sisters sing a song.
Today's a new day. Yeah. But there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds. And it's dark in my heart. And it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
Try.